Well, how's the relationship between whites and coloreds now in Hattiesburg?
I don't know. I tell you how they are. Whatever it is, they seem to get along pretty good. But sometimes they have a little undercover. Some of them will come up with some undercover work, so you can't just understand them. Because that isn't the first that's been going on. We had a person here by the name of Ed. When he came here, before I was born, so he came here and married the lady that lived up there, and he bought some property. And he brought some property. And from street, about halfway of that block on street, he bought it. But he built his house on the corner on street. And he built some other little houses up there to rent. And later, when the flood was, I told you the flood came when I was a kid.
Yes, ma'am.
I was in Meridian at that time, but anyway, and that flood was, he decided to get out of there, and he built up here on the hill by this church up here.
I see.
And so anyway, he was very, he owned from the church, from street to our church on the corner, and he owned all that property to the church. Well, right by the church, he had a bank, and he built a three-story building, and next to that building, he built a one-story building. That one-story building was a furniture store. And next to that was a house that they lived in. So they had the furniture store, and the next building was, I think he let somebody have an office there. And then the next one was, rented out to a Jew, and there's a bank on the end of it. There's a bank there. Well, I guess there's too much progress for him. But anyway, that happened. Besides that, he had property up out, that he had rented. He was just a man that just work.
Yes, ma'am.
And tried to have something. So they had a meeting up there one night, and after that meeting he came up the street, and on his way home, just as he got a block from home, down the hill is a railroad. And there's a car there, and somebody hid in that car. And when he stepped up on the sidewalk to go home, they shot him. And he was killed there.
Goodness.
And that was the saddest thing among the colored people in Hattiesburg.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they killed him there. And that was on a Tuesday, and they had a funeral on Thursday. And Friday night they had a meeting, auditing committee.